Glory to God. Well, let's think of all the glorious things that he has done in our lives. You know, and let's just make his praise glorious this morning. That's all we want to do today, is making God's praise glorious. Hallelujah. Many different ways to do that. We can sing psalms. We can shout his praise. We can think of words to describe his love, his goodness, the attributes and what God means to us. I mean, just, you can give the testimonies of the Lord. You can talk of all of his wondrous works and his love. You know, and we should never, never cease to praise him. You know, we should never be tired of doing that. But that's the reason. One of the main ones to why we were created. It says in the book of Revelation that we were created for his pleasure. All things were indeed created for his pleasure. So we exist, we live at the pleasure of the Lord. And what a marvelous thing that we're not just castaways, but he has actually redeemed us to make us his sons and daughters. My goodness, we ought to just praise him when we think of all of his mercies. You know, how many times, time and time again, the Lord has come to your rescue. Every time that we call upon him, our very present help, he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never says, I'm tired, go away, come back tomorrow. No, he's always there. You know, come unto me, he says. And if you come, he said, I will in no wise cast out whosoever comes. Glory to God. And, you know, each one of us, I'm sure, we have many testimonies. It's just that we don't take enough time to think about this goodness of the Lord. You know, we're always wanting God to give us some more, which he's actually capable of doing. But we ought to always take some time out to praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him in the evening. Praise him all the day long because of all of his goodness. Praise God. Well, think about, you know, a few months ago on this platform, I think I did a room that was called Beyond Superlatives. You know, there are many ways and words that we use to describe the Lord, but it's just because, you know, we run out of vocabulary when it comes to describing the Lord. I mean, when we say things like he is greater than the greatest, it's just because we don't know, you know, what else to say. If we say he is the highest, we don't know what else to say. I mean, we can use all kinds of superlatives in praising the Lord, and it still would not be enough. And when you think of his goodness, some words will come to mind. You know, like he's holy, he's awesome, he's gracious, he's full of compassion. I mean, and then there are so many attributes that we have enjoyed. He's our healer, our provider, comforter, you know, the shepherd or bishop of our souls. And you can go on and on and on. You know, you can even step into his righteousness. He's our very righteousness, is our banner. I mean, he's the lover of our soul, and he's our king. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, I mean, just think of all of his goodness. Well, I can think of many times, you know, from since I was a youth and up, from when I began to understand the goodness of the Lord. You know, when you're born as a baby, you come into this world and so forth. You don't really know a whole lot of stuff, you know, and we don't even understand while you're here. But when you begin to understand, at some point, you know, you begin to understand. And I thank God that from an early age, I began to understand. My goodness. And even up till this day, I think of the goodness of the Lord in all those areas that he has done for me in my life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, I want to give a shout out to the Lord today, and I want you to give a shout out. And don't say, well, I gave a shout out to the Lord yesterday. No, that was yesterday. What about today? What if the Lord said, well, I did something for you yesterday, you know, and then he closes his ears when you call upon him today? He doesn't do that. So, you know, every day will I bless you. That's what the psalmist said. I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, how many times is all times? That's all times. It's not sometimes. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, he said. You know, continually. I mean, not, you know, once in a month or even once a week. No. Continually, I will bless the Lord. Now, some people don't think that it is a good thing to bless the Lord. But the scripture actually says it is a good thing to praise the Lord. Show forth his loving kindness in the morning, such as this, for those of us who are still in the morning, and his faithfulness every night. So I want to, read a few psalms to shout the praise of the Lord so you get your testimonies ready. We're going to do this together today. You know, we come out here every day by the grace of God to bring the word of the Lord. So there's plenty of time that we're going to do it. We'll be back tomorrow by the grace of God to bring another word. It'll be another hour of power. But today we are going to praise the Lord. You know, so I'm going to read through a few. And why do we choose the Psalms sometimes in praising the Lord? Well, because David was perfected in the art of praise and worship. He knew how to do it. I mean, he was, you know, it was one person that just knew how to do it. His heart was always after the Lord in exalting the Most High, to the point where the Lord looked at him and said, my goodness, this is the man after my heart, and upon his throne will I set, you know, throughout all generations. Hallelujah. So, you know, it's a good thing to read those Psalms and then add your own praises unto him. I'm going to read through a few Psalms. While I'm doing it, you feel free to shout along wherever you are, you know, because we want to make the praise of the Lord glorious. You know, one time, you know, I thought in my heart, I said, well, you know, somebody said, well, why are you shouting? Well, I said, well, if you knew what the Lord done for me, you'd shout too. Praise the Lord. So, you know, shouting his praise, making his praise glorious, and just enjoying his love and being grateful unto him. You know, we always have to have that attitude of gratitude, someone said. And we ought to always show our love to the Lord, praising him, loving him in our heart, and doing his will. So, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Psalm 8 and verse 1. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Psalm 9 and verse 1. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee, and I will sing to thy name, O thou most high. And as I read, like I said, as I read and praise the Lord through some of these Psalms, get ready with your own shout out to the Lord. Praise God. Psalm 18, powerful psalm this one is. And what the Lord has done, he said he always gave glory to God. Psalm 18 and verse 46. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me. That's right. Subdue the people under me as well. I mean, every time that David thought of the goodness of the Lord, he thought he would make a song out of it. He thought he would put it into writing. And many times he did. And we are enjoying those things today. Psalm 29, give unto the Lord. O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. You know, and miracles happen when we are praising the Lord with all our strength, our heart, and sincerity. Miracles happen. You know, sicknesses, diseases, they fall from your body. If you know how to really praise the Lord, give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord, he said, in the beauty of holiness. Glory to God. Many, many wonderful things have the Lord shown us, and we should praise him. Don't be weary in praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 31 and verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, O Lord, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. And I love this one. I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Psalm 40. He talked about the goodness of the Lord. Said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Well, if that's you and you have a testimony, get ready. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Just see how this man loved to praise the Lord. And he put a song, even a new song in my mouth. Praise unto our God. He said, many shall see and shall fear and trust in the name of the Lord. Many, O Lord, he said, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts towards us, you know, said, they cannot be reckoned in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. That means if you start to count the goodness of the Lord and things like that, you know, you run out of numbers. If you keep counting, keep counting, keep counting, and then the Lord were to bring it all to your memory, you will run out of numbers. Psalm 57 and verse 5. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. And there are many songs that have been put to some of these psalms, you know, to praise the Lord. Psalm, you know, verse 10 of the same Psalm 57 says, for thy mercy, hallelujah, is great unto the heavens. In fact, in verse 9, he says, you know, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. Hallelujah. I will sing unto thee. I will even awake my glory. I will use my psaltery and harp. I will wake up early to praise the Lord. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let thy glory be above the earth. Above the heavens. You know, the heavens alone even cannot contain him. So when you think of his glory and you say it, like this man David said, be thou exalted above the heavens. And that's one of the reasons why the Lord said this is a man after my heart. Psalm 72 and verse 18. Blessed be the Lord God, even the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. That's all he does. And he's the only one that can do it. There's two ways to read that verse. He's the only one that can do wondrous things, and all he does are wondrous things. But, you know, what this one really means is, he's the only one that can do wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. He put it right there. Amen and amen. Let his glory fill not only the earth, but let it fill your hearts with gratitude. Gratitude unto the Lord every day when we think of his goodness. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Psalm 89 and verse 1. And like I said, we have many songs over the years that people have made out of these psalms. Beautiful songs. And you can sing these songs at any time. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Hallelujah. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, he said in Psalm 92, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It's a song out of that one as well. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every single night. You know, so you go out, when you get up in the morning, you see and you cling to and declare his loving kindness for yourself. And you come back in the evening, you see how he has been faithful, and you thank him again. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Psalm 95, let us make a joyful noise to the Lord, the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, which is what we're doing today. And make a joyful noise unto him with psalms, even as I'm doing now. For the Lord is a great God. A great king above all gods. Hallelujah. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker. Hallelujah. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Psalm 96. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen. That means even among the believers. Unbelievers. Wherever you are, declare his glory. Declare his wonders among all people, that they are believers and unbelievers alike. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations, or gods so called, they are idols and the work of men's hands and the rebellions of their hearts against the Lord. That's all they are. But the Lord is the one that made the heavens. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, sing, he said unto the Lord, a new song in Psalm 98. For he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. making the praises of the Lord glorious here this morning. Hallelujah. He said again, the Lord had made known his salvation. Well, have you experienced that? Do you experience it from day to day? The Lord's salvation is not just to, I don't want to say just. It's not only saving us from our sins, but it's what he saves us from daily. That's his salvation. Every single day, his righteousness as he openly showed the sight of the heathen. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. You know, one time, you know, when the ark was coming back home, David was a man that knew how to praise the Lord. He danced, he sang praises, cast off his garment. He really didn't care to be dignified. He danced before the Lord. And as he did, in fact, scripture says he danced with all his might. We can read that in Second Samuel chapters 6. In fact, let me stop and read some of that, because it was amazing that a man who was king of Israel would do such a thing. In fact, his wife thought it was shameful, you see how the Lord answered her back. You know, he says, and it was so, 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 13. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord, you know, this is the ark coming back from the house of Obed-Edom, you know, and David brought the ark back, you know, and brought it into the city of David, we're told, with gladness. And it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, David sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. There's a song that says, I will dance like David danced. Well, can you do it? I will sing like David sang. Can you do it? And David was girded with a linen ephod. He cast all these things out, actually, finally. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, who was the wife of David from, the daughter of Saul, she looked through a window and she said, and saw the king leaping and dancing. He wasn't just dancing. He was leaping. He was jumping up. can you imagine? That king leaping, dancing like that. Just doing like, it was just like a young man. He was youthful and exuberant in his praises toward the Lord. And this is what the Lord loved about him. And she looked at him and she despised him in her heart. You know, and there's a lesson to be learned here. Never you despise someone that is praising the Lord. If you don't understand how they are praising the Lord, leave them alone. You know, this woman, she despised David the way David was praising the Lord. Because, you know, she said, well, you know, this is a disgrace. You know, and she was embarrassed because she was his wife. You know, and so, you know, after they did all of that, you know, David came back in the house and so on, you know, and David returned to bless his household. And so this woman, Michal, came and met him and said to him, look at you. How glorious was the king of Israel today. King indeed. See how you uncovered yourself in the day, in the eyes of all the handmaids. She was more concerned about, you know, that you know, to recognize why David was rejoicing. I mean, look at you. You behave like one of the vain fellows. Shamelessly threw away your crown also. Don't you know you are the king? Look at you doing all these things and so forth. I mean, she wasn't even afraid to talk to the king like that. You know, yeah, so and she would just talk to him anyhow, lambasted him. Well, just because you know, he's your husband. I mean, you can talk to him anyhow. He's still the king. You know, but, you know, sometimes some evil women are like that. But anyway, David said, well, it was before the Lord who chose me before your father's house. I love that answer. Yeah. The Lord chose me instead of your father. He told her. Therefore will I praise him. You know, and he appointed me to be ruler over his people. And therefore I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to be joyful in his presence. And if you think what I did was vile, you haven't seen anything yet. Because as long as I live, I will debase myself in my own sight, but I will be had in honor of these same handmaids that you thought I was disgracing myself in front of them. No, they're going to hold me in honor, and I will praise the Lord. And the Lord was angry with that woman, you know, for despising somebody that was praising the Lord like that. And God smote her, you know, and she was childless. Smote her with barrenness. You know, so you be careful when somebody is praising the beauty of holiness. Leave them alone. You don't understand it, because, you know, they are rejoicing in the Lord, and that's what the Lord enjoys. I mean, what really, think about it. What really can you give him? The Lord said, what can you give me? The thousand, cattle on a thousand hills, they are mine. Even if God was hungry, is he going to come to you for food? No. What really can we give the Lord? You know, some people actually think that they give something to the Lord when they give anything, and they say, oh yeah, I've given to the Lord, and they think they've done it. You have done nothing. There's nothing that we gave him that he didn't give us first. When he gives to you, then he asks you to give in return to the work of the ministry. You're not really giving it to the Lord. What was the Lord? God can create anything he wants. One time he needed to pay taxes. Well, he didn't need to pay taxes, but it came to him to challenge him that, you know, you're not paying taxes. Does your master pay taxes? This and that and so forth. So he said to Peter, okay, fine. You know, in order to, you know, shut them up, go and get a fish and get a coin out of his mouth and pay them. I mean, he is the Lord. He can do all these things. So we should never think that we gave anything to the Lord. What we can give to him is our praises. That's our worship and our adoration. That's really all that we can truly give to him. And if you hold that back from him, well, then you've robbed the Lord in praises. You've robbed the Lord in worship. And, you know, so from time to time, I want us to think about, you know, praising the Lord and shouting the victory. Psalm 99 and verse 1, the Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. Even at the presence of the Lord, let everything be moved, because the Lord, he is king. Hallelujah. The Lord is great in Zion, and he's high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. Hallelujah. The Lord's name is holy. Listen to verse 9 of Psalm 99. He said, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Psalm 100. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And you know, that's a good reminder. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. Come into his gates and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? Because the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. It's truth even to all generations. And consider how David said this in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I mean, he loved to command his soul. You can command everything that's within you too, just like David did. I command my hands to praise the Lord. I command my feet to praise the Lord. I command my every part, every being, even those organs that are not functioning well, command them to praise the Lord and bring new life back into them through praising the Lord, who forgiveth all my iniquities. He's told his soul, don't forget all his benefits. You know, and this is a good reminder. Never forget any of his benefits, because he loads us daily with all kinds of benefits. Some of them are forgiving our iniquities, healing our diseases, redeeming our life from destruction, covering us with loving kindness and tender mercies, satisfying our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed, refreshed, like the eagles. My goodness, praise the Lord. Psalm 105, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye even in his name. You know, yeah. You know, he said, let him that glory in this, you know, and so forth. Glory in the name of the Lord. Make your boast in him. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek him and his strength. Seek him and his kingdom. Seek him and his righteousness. Seek him and his face forevermore. Not just his hands to give us this, to give us that, and so forth. But let's seek his face. Look upon him. Can you gaze upon him in his spirit? Can you do it? You know, can you make, I mean, can your praises make God's face to light up? Hallelujah. Well, he can show it to you too. Glory to God. Through your praises, it rejoices his heart. You know, Psalm 107, verses 15 and 16. David lamented and said, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Men here doesn't mean just the gender. It means the human race. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. There's a song in that as well. For he had broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. My goodness. I mean, all through these Psalms, even till the end, he was still praising the Lord. Psalm 113, he said, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty, from this time forth and even forevermore. From the rising of the sun, there's another song in there, unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. I mean, there have been so many songs made out of the Psalms, been just so amazing. David wrote many, sons of Asaph wrote some, and just amazing. You can write yours too, and just add your praises unto the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, he said in Psalm 117, all ye nations even, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. And he said, praise ye the Lord. And that's a good thing always to say, praise ye the Lord. Command your soul to praise the Lord. Command everything around you to praise the Lord. Psalm 118 and verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. When I think of the mercy of the Lord, my goodness, it brings tears to my eyes. Even sometimes goosebumps, just to think of his mercy. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the saints of God now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of the Adeyemis, that's my family, now say that his mercy endureth forever. What about you? Will your house say that the mercy of the Lord endureth forever? He said, look, I called on the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. And everyone that feareth the name of the Lord, let them now say that his mercy endureth forever. I mean, amazing way to praise the Lord is to just say, you know, many times David would tell the congregation, now bless the Lord your God. And they would say, the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That's all they would say. I mean, that's a tremendous way to bless the Lord when you call out his mercy. Because the mercy of the Lord was one of the greatest attributes. In fact, the first thing that the Lord called out about himself when he declared the name of the Lord to Moses in Exodus 34. The Lord said, I will pass before thee and I will declare my name. And I'll cause my goodness to pass before you. And the Lord passed before him and declared the name of the Lord himself. And he said, the Lord, the Lord God, you know, merciful and gracious, abundant in goodness and even his long suffering. So he called out his mercy. It was the first thing called out about himself. That's why it's so great when you say the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Just saying that alone captures everything. And David said it many, many times in this Bible. Hallelujah. In fact, we're going to come to it. You know, there's a whole chapter in 136 of Psalms that, you know, it was just the mercy of the Lord. Every sentence was punctuated with that. But let me read one more before I get to that. Let me read Psalm 135. Glory to God. You know how he called out the praises of the Lord. Psalm 135. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I hope you're taking notes of all these wonderful psalms. That's why I'm reading through them. You can use them on your own too. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord and in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. It's a pleasant thing to do that, and his name itself is pleasant. And then let's look at Psalm 136. Everything in this entire psalm, every sentence is punctuated with his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I'm going to read the first four verses. For he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of all gods. Hallelujah. For his mercy endureth forever. Even those gods which are no gods, they know that the Lord is their own God. He's the God of all gods. Hallelujah. God among all. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of all lords. The Lord over all lords. For his mercy endureth forever. To him alone who doeth great wonders. For his mercy endureth forever. And you can read the whole psalm, and it's all about his mercy enduring forever. That is the greatest way to praise the Lord is to remember his mercy and to just praise him like that. You can read the whole of Psalm 145, powerful psalm about praising the Lord. I will just read the first four verses. It said, I will extol thee, my God. You should read this whole psalm. I love it. O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works and shall declare thy mighty acts. And he goes on and on and on, talks about how the Lord is good and how his tender mercies are over all his works. Praise the Lord. Listen to Psalm 146, the first couple of verses. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. But there is no praise for God in the grave. They're living. The living, they shall praise the Lord. The dead cannot praise the Lord. That's why, while we live, we need to praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. You can say to the Lord, Lord, this is the man, this is the woman whom thou hast saved. This is the man, and this is the woman whom thou hast healed. This is the one whom you have helped by thy right hand. This is the one whom you have raised up. I have come to praise the Lord. And when you praise the Lord like that, the Lord will have respect unto your prayer. Glory to God. That's how it works. You praise the beauty of holiness. Psalm 147 verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all ye his angels. Praise him, all ye his hosts and ye saints of his. Praise the Lord too. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens, waters and so forth. Praise the Lord, he said, everything, dragons, deeps, fire, hail, storm, everything, vapor, stormy wind, mountains, hills, fruitful trees, and all cedars. Everything, beasts and cattle, creeping things, flying fowl. This is the reason why the Lord loved this man. He commanded everything to praise the Lord. And folks, when we surround that throne, everybody's going to be praising the Lord. That's right. That's why he chose that throne. David's going to make sure everybody is praising the Lord. My goodness, young men, old men, maidens, children, everybody, doesn't matter. Praise the Lord. So let them pray. Nobody is too young. Nobody is too old. Let them praise the Lord. We've seen even scriptures where the baby leaped in the womb of Elizabeth when she heard the voice of Mary. The baby was praising the Lord even in the womb. Baby, toddlers, anybody, adolescents, youth, young, old, women, men, everybody, let them praise the Lord, because the Lord is good. His name alone is excellent, and his glory is above the heaven and the earth. And he also exalted the horn of his people. What is the horn of his people? It is the praises of all his saints. That's what gives them power. Horn means power. The power, God exalts it, when you praise the Lord. Even of the children of Israel are people that is near unto him. Even the saints whom he has redeemed by himself, we ought to praise the Lord. He said, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 149, praise the Lord. He said, sing unto the Lord a new song. How many times would he say that? Sing his praise in the congregation of saints. Let the people of God rejoice in him. Let all the Zion, children of Zion, be joyful in their king. And I love this one. Let them praise the name of the Lord in the dance. You think it's good to dance and praise before the Lord? Well, said it right here. It's a commandment. Praise the Lord in the dance. You know, get some moves and praise the Lord. You know, let them sing praises unto him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord take care pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. The Lord, you know, just loves the praises of his people. Let the high praises of God be upon them in their mouths. Let them sing even aloud on their beds. Let a high, you know, high praises of God. That's what we are doing here this morning, making his place glorious. He said, when you have the high praises of God in your hand, it's going to cause the sharp two-edged sword to be in your hand. The praises of God on the one hand, a sharp two-edged sword in the other to pierce the heart of that devil. Glory to God. Cut him down. But first, the praises of God. God will give you the power to execute vengeance upon all the demonic spirits and their satanic altars. God will give you power through praising the Lord to bind them with chains and so on and so forth, and to execute the judgment. Because he said, this honor of all his praise, I mean, all his saints that praise him in confidence. I added that part. When you're praising the Lord in confidence, then you have all this power. And look at, after all those Psalms, Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbre and dance. That's it. You know, praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. You don't need to be in some corner hiding to praise the Lord. You know, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Praise him with the high sounding cymbals, tambourines and all. Let everything, the heart breath, woo-hoo, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, if you have breath in here this morning, afternoon, if you're listening to this room, it means you have breath. And there's a commandment to praise the Lord if you have the breath. Remember, the living and only the living can praise the Lord. The dead cannot praise the Lord. Once someone is dead, they cannot offer these kind of praises. They are dead. Now, when they transition into the presence of the Lord and in their spirit, you know, man, they can praise the Lord again. But on this earth, we can only praise the Lord while we are living. Isn't that beautiful? See all of the praises of the Lord. Now, it is our turn, your turn, to praise the beauty of holiness. All that God has done and continues to do. There are many other places besides just the Psalms, you know, where, you know, there are other psalms, too. There are other songs of praise, you know. Exodus 15, there's a song of praise there after that God gave children of Israel victory against the Pharaoh and his chariots. Hallelujah. Praise God. Moses sang, and all the other people that were with him, they sang. Miriam took her tambourine, and everybody sang. And said, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. You know, so you can make a song out of anything, situation that God give you victory over. That's what Moses is doing here. He made a song out of the victory that he got at the Red Sea. Well, what is your Red Sea moment? Has God given you victory over it? Make a song out of it. And praise the Lord. The Lord is my strength and song. He's become my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare him an habitation. And we sing that song and I love it. He's my Father's God, he said. And I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts. As he, you know, You can begin to sing about the goodness of the Lord and specifically the things he has done, like Moses is doing here. He said, look, he cast Pharaoh's chariots and his horse into the sea. He sang about it. You know, praise the Lord. The depths covered them up, and so on and so forth. The right hand of the Lord has become a glorious in power and all that. And he sang about it. What about you? Can you sing about the goodness of the Lord? He said, with the blast of his nostrils, all the waters were gathered together. The flood stood up as an heap. My goodness. The depths were broken up. And the ransom of the Lord went through on dry ground. The which Pharaoh and his host are saying to do were destroyed even in the Red Sea. So let's give the praise to the Lord. Make a song out of what he has done for you. You know, has he given you victory over some sickness, some disease? Did he give you victory over some situation where the enemy said, aha, aha, I got them right the way I wanted. And the Lord came through for you. Make a song out of it. Make his praise glorious, like Moses is doing here. And then also, if you learn how to put the praises of God ahead of the battle, like we've talked about time and time again in the story of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, when you know how to do that and praise the beauty of holiness, even before you have physically seen the result of the battle, God will stand up on your behalf and fight for you. Now, when you tell the Lord that he's a man of war, you know, you tell him how great he is. And you remind him of how his right hand had cut down the dragon and all these things. You remind him of how he dried up the Red Sea and so forth. You remind him of all those things that he's done in the scriptures. And then you remind him of the specific things that you recall that he has done for you in your life. And you tell him how great, were you not the one that saved me and delivered me from that deadly disease years ago? When I was diagnosed with a disease, a killer disease. You know, which the doctors didn't think that I would make it for too long. But here I am after many years, still doing well. Even the prescription medicine, I don't need to take anymore. Was it not you that did all those things? Was it not you when I was in a bind, you know, where the devil could have put me to shame? I called upon your name and you delivered me. And you begin to tell the Lord all these things. When you tell him how great things he has done, and said, look, this one is a little thing before you as well, then God will stand up and fight for you. He did for David. When David prayed, I mean, David was a man, and I always phone challenge people. Can your prayer have the kind of effect on God that David's prayer did? David was a man that prayed and caused God to stand up and blast with his nostrils. Well, because he wasn't always just praying the prayer of give me this, give me that. He knew how to say, the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my high tower. He's my hiding place. He's my deliverer. Under the shadow of his wings, I will trust. The right hand of the Lord, he's strong. And he knows how to just boost up the Lord like that. When you do all of that, he will respond in kind. That's right. When you tell him how great he is, then he will flex his arms, show you how great he really is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's make the praises of the Lord glorious today and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my portion of the room today, and I am going to yield it to you for your portion. And that ought not to be one silent person in this room today, unless you're dead, because they're living, they shall praise the Lord.